Today's Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Today's Thursday.
Wow.
What?
I know.
Where am I?
So we're not going to be here tomorrow. We're going to do the best of the Mikey show tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And
the best of the 28-hour show.
Oh, yeah.
We got some good stuff lined up. You missed anything, catch it tomorrow.
By the way, pictures of everything that we've done here are at MikeyShow.com right now. You can go to MikeyShow.com right now and see pictures of all the stuff that we've done over the last 28 hours. Or 27 hours and 58 minutes. Yeah. So you can go see pictures at MikeyShow.com. Am I forgetting anything? I hope I'm not forgetting anything big. Well, since we're not going to be here tomorrow, at the end of the show on Friday, I give you my testimony. And now I tell you, man, so many different emotions that go on during something like this. I really do.
Yeah.
So many different emotions, and it's taxing for us, you know, because when you get tired and everything, you're just, your emotions are a lot more brittle. But I talked about this last night, and I'll tell you a little bit right now that I've done an awful lot of changing over the last few years, become a different guy. Every day I become a little bit different. Stuff that used to be all right and all right, but how I got there to that place was that I was a very, very insecure, egotistical, self-absorbed, selfish guy with low self-esteem, with a gigantic desire for people to like me. I was a person that never, ever felt safe. Just didn't feel safe in general. Just did not feel safe. Sometimes I still don't. But he's working on it. But that stuff led me, to addiction. There's this concept of, I'll share this with you. If you're husband or your wife is passed out on the couch and the kids say, why is dad or mom passed out on the couch? Don't say, oh, nothing's wrong. He's just sleeping. It's okay. Don't say that. The reason you don't want to say that is it teaches the kid that they can't trust their own instincts and feelings. And the next thing you know, they're a little bit older. And when this girl is in a car with a guy and he's trying to put his hand somewhere they don't belong, and she thinks because of an instinct, I shouldn't do that, she knows, I can't trust my own feelings. That is me. That's me to a T. So this is all stuff that I'm working on getting over. But it led me to addiction, man. Addicted to anything. Food, porn, alcohol. I could be addicted to anything. And I was addicted to alcohol. And I started to do this thing, which was not me, but I started to do this thing where I went, oh, man. I'm going to give this to Jesus Christ, and I'm going to let him get in my life and do some stuff, do some work. And he did, and he took me the rest of the way. He's been changing me, changing my heart, making me into a different person. And I know that there's people that are listening right now that are going through a divorce, or they're breaking up with somebody, or they've lost somebody really close to them, or they're addicted to something, or they've got an eating disorder, or they feel terrible about themselves, or they're going through financial hardships, or they have a job that they feel awful in. They don't want to be in this job, or they are going through
some kind of a crisis at work, and that crisis is making them feel like they are really anxiety-ridden, or maybe that's the problem itself, anxiety or depression or any of that stuff. And I just want to let you know that if you go to my website, MikeyShow.com, and you click on, you click in that little keyword section, and you type in there the word
help.
Help. That will take you to a resource page, and it'll give you all this really great information on how you can get help. I play a song at the end of the show on Friday that's about hope. That's, man, I hope it doesn't sound like too much of a downer because I'm really sleep deprived, but I want it to sound like too much of a downer because the message is not a downer message. I'll tell you what, Jesus Christ saved my life, turned my life around, and is continuing to save my life and turn my life around. And I'm so happy, and I'm a different person than I used to be. And I just want everybody that's could be going through any of that stuff that I mentioned to know that that stuff can be different. I love you, Jesus. Play this song that's about hope. It's by a band called Third Day, and I really want you to listen to the lyrics. It's really cool. It's all about hope. It's called Tunnel. Thank you so much for letting us be on for 28 hours.
Yeah.
We will be back again on Monday. And we will see you again on Monday. The Mikey Show is out. Thank everybody for did all this hard work. See you again on Monday. Late.
Well, I won't pretend to know what you're thinking, and I can't begin to know what you're going through, and I won't deny the pain that you're feeling, but I'm gonna try and give a little hope to you. Just remember, disappointments and sorrows, and you ought to share the weight of that load with me. Then you will find that the light of tomorrow, it brings a new life for your eyes to see. So remember what I told you, there's so much you the light at the end of this tunnel, there's a light at the end of
There's so much you're living for. There's a light at the end of this tunnel. There's a light at the end of this tunnel for you. Disappointments and sorrows.